Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night Axel Me Training podcast series. What a fantastic call. What a fantastic decision you've made to join us on this call. It's going to be a great one indeed. We've got a phenomenal guest speaker tonight. Our featured guest speaker is Giselle Sexsmith, Team Elite Executive, joining us on this Axel Me podcast for the next 30 minutes. Now, Giselle, many of you know, many of you do not know, because we have a lot of new callers on this podcast now, and certainly over the next several days and weeks, new callers will be listening. And so let me share with you Giselle's background, because it certainly is impressive. Giselle Sexsmith is, without a doubt, one of the most successful and influential leaders in the networking industry worldwide. This marks her 34th year with the business. Now, Giselle and her late husband, John Sexsmith, they started their business with two very different backgrounds and life experiences. You see, Giselle was an accountant and a business owner, and John was the epitome of an entrepreneur. Well, together, they combined their experience and their skills to build from scratch one of the largest, most successful networking businesses in Nu Skin and in the entire networking industry. Giselle's recognized around the world as an accomplished leader, mentor, coach, author, and friend to so many, including Cindy and me. And she's the co-author of Networking, the Natural Extension of You, which you can find on iTunes and Amazon. I highly recommend it if you're going to participate in this industry. And Giselle's earned well in excess of $20 million with her Nu Skin business. Now, Giselle and her son, Jonathan, they continue to grow and expand their business worldwide, and they teach other entrepreneurs how to do the same. On this podcast, you're going to hear from Giselle share with us her perspective, a new perspective. And this podcast will get you thinking about a two-worded question in a new and a very different way. What if? What if? So enjoy the next half hour as you gain a new perspective with Team Elite Executive Giselle Sexsmith. Welcome, Giselle.
Dan, I am so excited to join you tonight. It's the magical time of the year, and I'm just full of energy. I just came around, driving around this beautiful community where I live in, and all the houses are lit up with these beautiful lights. It's like I am on fire.
Well, you are, and it's a great time to have you on the call. And we chatted a little bit before the call started, Giselle, and I know you're on fire, and I know you want to share with the world why you're on fire, and I can't wait to hear it. So take it away.
You know, in this time of hope, this time of cheer, I just want to start with that whole idea of perspective. And Dan, better than most, you know that John, he found in a book that he read a long time ago that a change in perspective increased IQ by 80 points. And John always made reference to that, because he always said, what if an event, something that you experience, something that you read, a conversation that you have, what if that event changes your perspective and all of a sudden you become more intelligent? Isn't that incredible? Well, I think I had an experience like that in my life and this story has been told before, but I apologize because it's part of my history, of my life, but it changed my perspective. And, you know, when you ask yourself, why are you on this podcast? Why are you listening? What are you looking for? What if in the next 90 days your life turned around? What if all of a sudden you did whatever it took to bring to fruition your goals? So in that spirit of why you joined us tonight, why are you listening? Let me share with you how my perspective changed in 1986, when I was at the time very frustrated because I had decided to join John in the business. And it was at a time when John was experiencing that the compensation plan had kicked in and some volume had broken away. And all of a sudden, the money that I was spending, all of a sudden is shrinking. And I remember having met Craig Bryson in my life. So he had more experience than John had. And I called him to find out why our check was not to my expectations of what I was expecting. And in that conversation, The first thing that changed my perspective was that Craig said to me, well, Giselle, November 20th, I got my check the same day you got yours, and mine went up, he said. I got over $50,000. Please listen carefully, because that gave me a shock that changed my perspective. It was November of 1986, and if you just do the equations on inflation, that $50,000 today, in today's money, would represent way more than that. But in 1986, when I heard that, all of a sudden, in my mind, I saw, how is it possible that this guy with funny hair is extracting this kind of money from the beauty industry? And immediately I became more intelligent. It was that change in perspective that all of a sudden put me in that higher IQ. And I said, okay, if you are doing this, tell me what I have to do. But number one, I understood that we had a company, that if we brought the revenue to the company was willing to calculate, and they were paying more money to entrepreneurs than any other company had ever done. And now we have 35 years to really demonstrate how this public multi-billion dollar company has really been the, what I call, depository, or the engine, the incredible product manufacturer, scientific engine that has collaborated in allowing these entrepreneurs to extract that kind of money from the beauty industry, from the wellness industry, from the now in with GrowViv, it's going to be a new future. So all of a sudden, that little thing that happened to me in 1986 put me in a situation where I was able to examine myself and say, what do I want in the next 90 days? How am I going to do that? And that's where you have to really evaluate and say, if this type of money is there, then what's my part? What is it that I need to learn? Because Dan and Cindy are there, and yeah, they have experience. They have manifested this kind of incredible business for themselves. So maybe they have something to share. And that's what I found in Craig Bryson. And today I look back, and you know, Dan, many times I say, John Sexsmith left an army of entrepreneurs that understood these basic business principles and are changing the world all over us. So I'm talking to you from Hutchinson Island, Florida. And last month, the company calculated the revenue that we brought to them. And I got a statement that identified that we received our income from 47 countries. Now, how did that happen? It happened because John and I connected with the right people at the right time in their lives. And then that exponential factor activated. And as the company grew, we grew with it. So what does the future hold for somebody that comes into the business today? In my opinion, I believe that this public company, with their latest acquisitions, with their latest awards, is in a place where we're ready to create the most unprecedented growth that we've ever seen in the last 35 years. So how does this happen? And I want to go back to that very beginning of that conversation with Craig Bryson. Because if we go back to the numbers, when this company began, all they had was a couple corporate employees, a couple scientific products that truly created a satisfied consumer, and the products were proprietary. So it really created an environment where when you create, when you acquired a consumer, when you acquired a customer, that customer became such a satisfied user that it stayed with you. And the company was able to repeat the sale to the customer that you had acquired for them. So when you think about it, the company started, like they say, with a spoon, spooning product out of containers and putting them and distributing them because they were very, they had ideas. They had scientific sound ingredients, but they didn't have a lot of capital. So they had to sell themselves through it. And that's where Craig Bryson comes to play. So all of a sudden, Clara, Craig, and Richard got the company to a stage where there was enough revenue coming in that's when John and I came in. And in a way, many of you have already heard of the word momentum. And that's a financial term that any company that has really hit that concentration volume of momentum with enough volume to represent $50 million, all of a sudden, it's like magic happens, and the company grows exponentially. But how can an individual, the person that's listening to me tonight, is it possible that if you start today with zero, the way John and I started in 1985, is it possible that you can create a momentum for yourself and reach that $50 million mark? Can that change your perspective if you look historically? Because I saw what happened when we lived through it. So I know one individual can do that because I saw what happened when Craig Bryson created that for himself. And it's not a very complicated thing because the way the company has put themselves in the market, they allow us to connect with the right kind of person and then understanding the numbers, understanding the proprietary products. When all these things come to play, bingo, an entrepreneur with goals, with a plan, can totally get themselves into momentum. That's my belief. That's what I have seen. That's what I have lived. And I know that I have watched this happen to other individuals. And I know that as the company moved into a platform where today with the technology and becoming a technology company, today it's happening faster. A new person is coming in and very fast can read in their app, in their online sales compensation, how they have accumulated 100,000 commissionable dollars. And you go like, how did that happen from zero to that? And there's a lot of incredible technological things available today to make that happen. But where I was going to, I say, number one, you look at the device platform. So I woke up this morning, and as I was doing a call with Europe, and I was having a cup of coffee, one of the new products that has really taken one of the devices that has been one of the most successful franchises for the company, the Galvanic Spa. This product has been revitalized because the company found a way to create a mask using a celluloid product that absorbs ingredients and then can deliver to the skin in a very effective way. And what the company did is they created something that we call today the power mask. And the power mask, unlike paper masks, is a celluloid material that attaches to your skin. And it's loaded with hyaluronic acid. It has NAPCA, and that's an incredible it's reviving the galvanic spot in a way because you put the mask on, and it doesn't fall off, so you can have your coffee, you can be talking on the phone, And the last 5 minutes of the mask, so I usually put it on for 15 minutes. In the last 5 minutes, I go get my galvanic, and I do a galvanic treatment over the mask. But what happens when I take off the mask is the most amazing feeling. My entire face feels like it had been completely hydrated. It's like it drank water. It's a feeling that's unbelievable. And I've been doing, when I was in Park City, I was doing two masks a day, one in the morning and one before I went to bed. Now here in Florida, because it's so high humidity, I've been doing just one every 3 days, every 2 days, because I love the way it feels. But there's volume, there's a business strategy, there's a device strategy connected to this new product. What can a business person do with just this little explanation that I just gave if they make themselves a plan to tap into the beauty industry using this proprietary product, this proprietary device, and go start with five people? John always said, I started with 11, because at the time, the compensation program said start with 12. And he started at the end during the holiday season. He started during Thanksgiving. And for that weekend, by the end of that weekend, he was able to register 11 entrepreneurs. And from those 11 entrepreneurs that he registered, we ended up with a business that grew around the world. And today, 35 years later, the company just paid our account for 47 countries. So there is dots to connect, but there is a tremendous thing that needs to happen to you. Like it happened to me in 1986, your perspective has to change. From where you are today, you're not in a prison. I don't care if today you have more bills than money. John and I knew what that was. We were in a point where we had more bills than money. And all of a sudden, when our perspective changed, it was like magic happened. And all of a sudden, we became more intelligent. It's like those 80 points of IQ kicked in. So there's a story that I know many of you have heard, and those of you that haven't, just know that we deal with people. And people, in the process of trying to connect with the right individual, you have to tell a story. You have to find out what does that person need? What does that person want? Do they think that their job is in crisis? Do they think that the economy is in crisis? Do they think that their country is in crisis? If they do, that's an opening so that then you can guide them out of that perspective. So you need to start with questions with people. And in the spirit of sharing how you go through the people, I never forget the story I heard from Richard Call the very first time I heard the story, and it was about rejection. And he said many people cannot handle that when they try to tell their best friend, the most important person in their family, that they found a different way to do something, and the person just kills it right then and there, and they feel rejected. And Richard Call used to tell a story that it stayed with me this entire 35 years in this business. He used to say, imagine if you were a flight attendant and it was time to serve coffee. And you went to the galley and you prepared all your tray with the cups and the coffee pot, and you began by the first row. And you go, excuse me, sir, would you like some coffee? Nope, thank you. Excuse me, lady, would you like some coffee? No, thank you. And you go on and on and on and on. And by the time you get 17 no's of coffee, have you ever seen a flight attendant that would cry back to the galley and grab the captain and say, I cannot take this rejection, I quit? You know, I never did, because that flight attendant is not taking that rejection personally. That flight attendant is delivering information, a product, a coffee to someone that might need one, want one, or not. And in our type of business, our network is the most important asset. The truth is, we do not need 1,000 people. We just need a handful of the right type of person. And I will close with this. Craig Bryson never knew John Sexsmith before they met through the opportunity that changed Craig Bryson's life, and it changed the Sexsmith family's life. The connection to this public company called Nu Skin, that it's a symbol in the New York Stock Exchange called NUS. And if you want to identify what this company is, I look at it as if it was a bar stool that had three legs. And those three legs held this bar stool in place. The first one is the corporate employees, and that's a corporate brand. And I'm very proud to tell you that the corporate brand of Nu Skin Enterprises is a very strong brand. They are written every year in all the newspapers in Utah as one of the best companies to work for. That corporate brand is a phenomenal brand. The second leg of the bar stool is the brand of the product. And you know, there's over 300 of them. And some of the brands, like the H-Log brand, became a billion-dollar brand in a very short period of time. The Epic brand has a tremendous goodwill. I can go on and on with product brands. But the third leg of the stool is you and me and each entrepreneur that decides to have a business of their own, create revenue for the company, and enjoy this amazing compensation that's prepared by them for us. Dan said, our family has been recognized for earning over $20 million. And all that means is that John and I made the commitment to be business people. We connected with other business-minded people. And as a result of that, hundreds of thousands of consumers are using Nu Skin products today because we decided to have a business of our own. You need to know this is not small. You need to know this is a very big, but it's going to be as big as you can imagine it to be. Historically, I will tell you, I have a friend, a couple business partners from Singapore. When the H-Log brand launched, they understood what it took because they had already been recognized as million-dollar earners. And the H-Log brand gave them a different perspective, and their IQ increased by 80 points. And in the next 4 years, they had created enough satisfied users that they were responsible for an additional $20 million of volume a month that the company Nu Skin was computing for them. And if you make your own analysis of how much they were making a month, the least amount of money that the company paid them was 5% a month for that type of volume. And they started the same way the new person you start tomorrow. They started with zero volume. Each one of us started the same way. But this company is prepared right now. And I will tell you, they made an announcement 2 years ago that they were moving from the direct selling environment into the technology environment. And the steps they have made, the changes they made are so incredible. But in the process of the acquisitions and the things that they have accomplished, coming up 2020, they will participate in Silicon Slopes, the convention of technology that happens in Utah, one more year. And the second thing is, they will be at the technology event that takes place in Las Vegas. And the chief transformation officer, chief technology officer of our public company, Vincent Perfetti, has been invited to be a speaker from at that technology event that will take place in Las Vegas. This is not small. This is big. We're in the right place at the right time. I'll tell you, there's not a better time than the holidays. It's a time of cheer. It's a time where people are looking hopeful. People are trying to create a new way for 2020. We have a story to tell. Treat it like the stewardess. If it's not for them, they're not rejecting you. They are just saying, this opportunity is not for me right now. Thank you, Dan. I think that I am super excited about what's going on.
Well, Giselle, you should be, and you certainly have excited all of us. And I just love the theme here of this discussion, a new perspective, and the question, what if, is so profound. I mean, what if, especially for the new person, but also the seasoned veteran on the line tonight, what if you found, maybe directly or perhaps indirectly through a friend of a friend, a Giselle Sexsmith or a Cindy DeMay or someone who you don't know and may never have run into during the course of your life, but through your network, you are now connected, and those people are connected to your business. What if you happen to do that and create the types of volume and commissions and income that are available through this opportunity? What if you can do that? Well, it isn't just a possibility. It exists. It's real. It's absolutely attainable. We always say it's hard work. We always say it's a work program. It's not free, and we don't make any income claims. Of course, this is common sense. But what if you tapped into something that is bigger than you can even imagine today, and it takes you to a level that you are creating what we now see with Giselle, with Cindy and me, and many others, generational wealth, wealth that will continue with or without us. It's a very exciting opportunity, very exciting time, very exciting podcast with Giselle Sexsmith, Team Elite Executive. Can't thank you enough, Giselle. What a great, great discussion. I hope you'll come back very soon. Best wishes, happy holidays, Merry Christmas to you and yours. We'll talk very soon, not the least of which will be next Thursday, December 19 at 8 p.m. New York time. Stay tuned to AxelMe, Facebook, AxelMe.com for details about that podcast. But in the meantime, share this podcast with everyone you know, because Giselle's new perspective will get everyone thinking in a very big way. So share it with your teams. It'll be posted at AxelMe Facebook in a matter of moments. And tell everyone, I wish you a very good evening. Good night, everyone.